This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, middle initial H, like Henry, Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y. Date of birth is June 10th of 1943. Dear Troy, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Crowley with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was May 15th of this year. He has lost 7 pounds over the last 6 months and has been feeling well. He does report that he has ongoing nocturia 3 to 4 times per night. But it is stable, and he does feel that he is able to empty his bladder fully. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. His omeprazole has been discontinued, and now he's on Pepcid 20 milligram twice a day and Bentyl 20 milligram 3 times a day. I also want to highlight lisinopril, 5 milligram once a day, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 199 pounds, pulse 87, blood pressure is 119 over 63. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11-8 of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.37, estimated GFR is 52. Electrolytes are normal, calcium 9.5, albumin 4.2, phosphorus is 3.6, hemoglobin 12.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy with stable blood sugars. 3, hypertension. Currently well controlled. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.